is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Manna indicates wilderness. Thank God for manna. Thank God for paycheck to paycheck. That's manna. It's quiet. Thank God for, you know, eking out in existence. God has been good. He's always been good. He'll always be good. But I'm here to declare and proclaim to every spirit that is listening, every demonic spirit, I declare it in their face that a new season has begun. I said a new season, a brand new day. A day where we leave the manna. We begin to eat of the old corn. We begin to eat of what God has in the land. He said, I'm bringing you into a land that flows with milk and honey. I'm bringing you into a land where you will build houses. Where you will have houses you didn't build. You will have vineyards you didn't plant. I'm bringing you into a land that I watch over from in front of the year, from the beginning of the year to the end. In other words, it's not like the system of the world. It's not even like Egypt. You know, in Egypt, they had to irrigate. They irrigated the land so that water would. God said, it's not like the land of Egypt. It's a land that drinks up the water from heaven. I want you to receive that right now. Come on, I want you to receive that right now. Take hold of that right now. This is where change begins. This is where you receive it first. Amen. Something is broken in the spirit. When I say that, something is broken off in the spirit. Some chains are broken off in the spirit. Amen. But see, Joshua received that word because when the angel pointed that sword at Joshua, Joshua said, what would my Lord say unto me? He said, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place that whereon you stand is holy. Joshua took his shoes off and began to worship. It was out of that worship that he received divine direction. See, I'm telling you, here in this season, God's going to shift you. There's going to be some stuff you didn't see. This is why you got to stay before the throne. You got to know that, you know, God's going to show you some things you're going to need to do quickly.
Amen.
And then there's some things you're going to need to wait on. But you're going to need to be a person of the spirit to know when to move and when not to move. Amen. And not just go after stuff like you've been doing. God has a plan. He's got a time. He's got purpose. He's got people in place. He's got doors that will open. He's got ways that are already made. He's got a path already hewn out. God has it, but he needs you to cooperate. You see, Joshua didn't receive the strategy for Jericho until he got to Jericho. Some of us wanting to know all the answers and ain't made no kind of move, hadn't exercised any faith, but we want to know. We want to know. Until the Lord showed me, well, he ain't showing you nothing. Until, you know, some people say, until Jesus come himself, he ain't coming. You're going to be stuck. Now, I want you to see something here so that we see this thing by the spirit and not by the flesh. Jericho. The first thing I want you to see about Jericho is that it was, the entry to it was shut up. It was closed. It was blocked. Huh? But the Lord told Joshua, it's good news. It's shut up, it's blocked, and it's closed. Have you run into anything like that lately? And see, in your carnal thing, the first thing you think is, well, that's not the Lord's will because that door is shut. Well, he told Joshua in chapter 6, I've given you Jericho. Well, the first thing he said is Jericho is shut up. It's blocked. It's closed. Nobody's going out. Nobody's coming in. But I've given it to you. I want you to start thinking now. I want you to start thinking with your spiritual mind. God said, wherever the sole of your foot tread, I'm telling you, we're coming into that dimension. Wherever the sole of your foot tread, because see, saints are maturing to where they're not asking God for a lot of foolishness. They're not asking God for a lot of piddly stuff. They want God's purpose. They want God's plan. Their delight is in the law of the Lord. They delight in the Lord. They're not looking for a whole lot of, to gather a whole lot of stuff in a barn. They want what God wants. And God says, because you are like that, wherever the sole of your foot tread, I have given that to you as an inheritance. Look at somebody and ask them, can God trust you? When that sword has dealt with your heart and he has drawn blood, he can trust you. When he dealt with Jacob at the ford Jabbok, Jacob was the deceiver. Jacob was the supplanter. Jacob tricked folk, ran for his life. Nobody could catch up with him except when he met the Lord. That angel of the Lord, probably the same angel that talked to Joshua, met Jacob one night and began to wrestle with him. Finally, the day began to dawn. Tell somebody it's a new day. See, God will wrestle with you right into that new day. Amen. Right until some things change for you. Amen. The angel said, the day is dawning. Let me go. But look at God's grace. Come on, this is the enabling. I'm Jacob. He's the angel. Act like you. Now, don't. You know, I got the microphone. I know you're pretty strong, so I have to just hold on tight to you. But I'm Jacob. And I got you. And we wrestling. Now the angel says the day is dawning. And so he turns to try to get away. Turn to try to get away. And I'm Jacob. But now see, here's grace, the enabling. Where did he get that strength? Where in the world are you going to get strength to wrestle with an angel? Except God's grace. See, at your appointed time, at your kairos, there's a grace that comes upon you. Come on, I said, there's a grace. Jacob would always run and not finish anything, but a grace came on him. He had an angel. And the angel said, the day dawns. I got to go. And Jacob said, I'll not let you go until you bless me. And the angel couldn't get away. The angel said, I perceive that you found favor with God and man. He said, what is your name? Come on, see, God's getting ready to change somebody's name. He said, what is your name? He said, my name is Jacob. He said, no longer. From here on out, your name is no longer Jacob, the supplanter, the trickster, the chief, but your name shall be Israel. Today you become a prince. Today you have found favor with God. You have found favor with man. From here on out, you will step into your Canaan. You will step into your land of plenty. You will step into your breakthrough. Come on, somebody shout, today is my day of breakthrough. God changed everything. In that day of breakthrough, God is already preparing your enemy to be your footstool. He was afraid of Esau, but by the time Esau got to him, when Esau saw him, he ran and fell on his neck and began to cry and kiss him on his neck. God will make your enemy your footstool. Every entry was shut up. And the Lord said, this is good. Here's the natural tendency. We think doors that are shut, God's not in it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Somebody getting ready to go on a ride. You better buckle your seatbelt in the Holy Ghost. God's going to take you some places, and you're not just going to knock on the door. The breaker's going before you. I said, you're not going to stand there standing there knocking. The breaker's going before you. You're going to break the door down. And you're going to walk in. So how many doors that God opens, no man can close? Huh? I said, doors that God opens, no man can close. But think about it a moment. We tend to think. And so our faith doesn't even go there. Door closed. Forget that one. I'll try this one. Wait a minute. Jericho. Shut up. On lock. No one could penetrate it. God said it was good. Now, according to God's strategy for Jericho, the city was closed up, shut up, blocked. Nobody went in or out because it was ripe for taking. You can only discern these things with a walk in the Spirit. Carnally or naturally, you won't see it. You'll be on the same level with everyone else, seeing like everyone else, limited like everyone else. But when the sword draws blood and you begin to see by the eyes of the Spirit, you see possibilities. You see movements. You hear the voice of God. You sense the impressions, the gentle blowing that's going to bring change. I hope this helps someone right here. God will continue to shift his strategies. You're not going to put him in a box. He will shift his strategies and change his methods in order to keep you seeking him for wisdom. That's why we can't be religious minded. You know, religious folk, God does not move the same way all the time. Sometimes your breakthrough is when you get crazy praise on. When you run around here and have to straighten your wig up because it's coming off, you know, you're running. And sometimes your breakthrough is when God caused tears to fall. You're just crying like a little baby and don't know why, but your breakthrough has come. Huh? He'll shift strategies. You're trying to get it in praise sometime, and you pumping and ain't no gas in the tank. God wants you to be still and know. Put them hands up. Yield yourself to me. And then all of a sudden, boom, here comes the presence of God and the breakthrough and the anointing and the peace and the government of God just ushered in over your life. See, he'll continue to shift his strategies. He's not stiff, one-dimensional. And we think God every time. Sometimes God over here. He's doing a little different. Sometimes he's way back over here. But as you listen and are led by the Spirit, he'll lead and guide you into all truth. And the reason is to keep you seeking him for his wisdom.
We are continuing in part 61 of Mega Grace. Grace, the Enabler, part 2. Wherever we are right now, however low on the ladder or the totem pole we are, God's plan and purpose for us as heirs is for us to govern. The kingdom of God is not natural. It's among us and in us. The kingdom on the inside of us must expand, increase, and capture our thoughts. We must think like a king, seeing ourselves as God sees us. Our warfare isn't natural, but spiritual. Your true enemies are not people. It's a spiritual battle. God wants people that know warfare to be established in the top of the mountain. God's plan is to establish you. God's word is a weapon for motion, advancement, and moving forward. If we're going to move forward, the word is essential.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.